Now, this may be a can of worms, but just quickly, does that cooling off period apply to hot properties at auction?
No. So at an auction, the cooling off period is non-existent. So when you buy a property at auction, you buy it unconditionally or subject to any conditions that you may have negotiated at the auction. That can happen from time to time. For argument's sake, I was at an auction the other day where the standard deposit is 10% and a buyer from the crowd asked whether a 5% deposit would be acceptable. Now, luckily for them, someone else had already asked that same question leading up to the auction, the solicitor and the vendor had agreed to that, so they were able to extend that same obligation or option to other buyers. But you could get to auction and say, "Can I use 5%?" and that hasn't been canvassed and not be in a position to buy it. But in theory, whatever the terms of the contract are, under the hammer, sold, price.
That's it.
No cooling off.
No cooling off. I had a vague memory of that from discussions last year, and so I thought I'd better ask the question. We're talking about, well, what actually happens when you say, yes, I want to buy that house?
Or particularly as a seller, what happens when I say, when yes, I'll sell it for that price to the people? So we just discussed before the break what the...
The cooling off period.
Yeah, what the law, what legislation allows for, and what legislation has been put in place to enable properties to exchange, deal signed up, done, and protect a buyer, give them some consumer protection, which is utilising 5 days cooling off to do that. However, in practice, what we see quite often is that buyers don't sign and exchange a contract immediately. They have their offer accepted, and then we get a contract issued in their name to their solicitor, at which time their solicitor then commences the due diligence required. So they might be doing searches, bits and pieces. They get organised pest and building reports. Meantime, buyer might be going back to the bank and saying, "I've just bought, you know, 1 Smith Street. I know I have finance approved, but it may be in many cases that buyers get pre-approval to purchase a property for a price or at a maximum price. But then once they find that property, they need to communicate the details of the property to the bank. The bank may require a bank valuation to confirm that the property they are lending against is valued at the purchase price so that they protect themselves in the event of a need to, I don't know, sell it again later, I suppose. So... generally, again, going back to cooling off periods, that's what a cooling off period's for. Get the pest and building report, let the solicitor preview or review the contract.
Get your money together.
Get the money finalised, get your bank valuation done or whatever. Now, sometimes we get people say, "Oh, look, the bank said that they can't get the valuation till next week. Can we do it? You know, we need another couple of days." You know, it may be that many a vendor might say, "Yeah, we'll give you 7 working days cooling off," or whatever the case
is. So
there
is room for flexibility within that, depending on the vendor.
Correct. Everything is negotiable.
Okay.
Everything is negotiable. Terms and conditions, it's not to say that that's a yes, that can happen, but everything's negotiable. So with that in mind, what often happens is solicitors say, "Well, we'll do this and get all this sorted." Meantime, time is ticking past and we don't have a contract to exchange or contract exchange. So we've got a seller saying, "Okay, well, I agreed to sell. What's going on? I haven't got any formal notice that the property's proceeding. How can I confirm that it will actually happen?" And that's difficult being in that position.
But it's kind of a big thing as well, isn't it? It's
like, and I've often said to buyers when we get into that situation, sort of following them up, buyers that are listening at the moment, just for one moment, take your hat off and put the seller's hat on and say, if I was selling my house and I thought I had a buyer, what am I doing every day now until I've got a signed
exchanged
contract and deal? Now, in actual fact, in my experience, dealing with sellers and buyers alike, that period after a seller has accepted an offer is a more anxious time for them than the time leading up to. They make a decision to put the property on the market. We show buyers through. Yes, they want to sell the property, but it is less stressful for them leading up to getting the offer than it is once they have the offer accepted and then, "Hey, hang on a minute. I accepted that offer. What's going on? Are they still going? What if someone else comes along?"